Happy Monday to you and welcome to It's Time For Me Fertility. And this week's teaching is all about releasing and letting go. So as we move into the last week before Christmas and also heading towards the end of 2018, I wanted to take a real look at where you are in terms of your fertility and, in more importantly, the emotional self around that and your mindset around that. As we come to the end of a year, we can get very reflective on things. And I know no matter where you are in the point in your journey, you might just be starting with fertility, you might have been on this for a long time. Sometimes, and I know this happens to me, I think, okay, it's another year and the pregnancy didn't happen. And it can have a bit of a negative effect. I did set an intention for myself this year when I started treatment in March that I would take a positive approach to that. Now, we talk about positivity. That is not going around pretending like I'm just positive all the time and it doesn't matter how I feel. If there's a negative emotion, I'll just put a positive spin on it. Being positive is thinking the best, visualizing the best outcome, trying to keep stress levels low, but it also is about giving yourself the space to acknowledge your emotions and also as well to make sure that your self-care is good too, that no matter what's going on, it's okay to think certain ways and, more importantly, to release them. And that's what I want to do for you this week. I want to help you through meditations, affirmations, and these teachings to be able to just let go of whatever maybe is stuck in your system at this time around your thought process and around your emotions. So everybody's individual journey is completely different. You also may have just started your own journey. You might be trying for a child. You may have been doing this for years, or you could be like me and are doing it for most of this year. I know for myself that it's such a reflective time when we come to the end of a year that we also can think, oh, you know, I wish this would have been the year that it happened and it didn't. And that could be upsetting or frustrating or annoying. And I think one of the biggest things of the process for myself as well, when I say about having a positive process, it was that I stayed, like I mentioned, stress-free within that, or as much as is actually possible, because it is a very stressful process. But also, as we come to the end of the year, it's about releasing and saying, okay, I'm moving into a new year, new time, and trying to make the move into 2019 more easier on yourself. So what I'd firstly like you to do today is just to have a little think about how you're feeling around your fertility. Whatever stage you're at, is there frustration there? Is there annoyance? Is there a sense of calmness? Are you feeling positive? Are you feeling in a good place? Is there anything in your personal life that you might feel is actually getting in the way of giving 100% to your fertility journey? I know for myself, it's something, again, I've tried to work on through this year. I have a really bad habit of putting everybody's needs above my own. And while it's very important to be giving, it's not good to give so much to your own detriment. And it's a pattern that I find very, very, very hard to break. And this year it's been quite challenging because on the months when I have been doing treatments, and I do injections every month, just to help me ovulate, I always say to myself, well, on those days I'm going to rest, or on those days I'm not going to have anything on. And yet every time it comes, on those days I'm busy, and it normally is to do with other people. And I don't find that a coincidence. So there can be things like that you need to release. What's standing in your way? Is it just a thought? Is it the emotional stuff? Or is it circumstances in your life? Just think about that for today, because we are going to work throughout the week on releasing it. If you have any questions at all, feel free to text me at any time, or send me an email, you know, with things that you might want to cover. Let me know where you are in your journey as well. It's Time For Me Fertility is brand new, and this is actually the first week of it, so I'm delighted to get started with this, such a great topic. I've been doing It's Time For Me, the normal version, for almost 2 years now, and it's going so well that I wanted to bring it into the fertility side because I think it could be really helpful. But I'd love to hear back from you on how you're getting on, because each of you are going to be going through something different. So I wish you a beautiful Monday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.